just see a reason to thank him. Our sister was in coma for 2 days. And God used my face to rescue her. Let's just appreciate God. Find a reason to just say thank him. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high, most high, most high. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Yes, you are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Most high. Yes, you are.
That he sent forth his word, and what happened? He healed their diseases and he delivered them. It can be just a word. One word from God, and your story will become a past tense. I want you to place a demand on God. Father, give me that word that will bring me out from where I am to where I ought to be. One word that will change my story. One word that will transform me. Zagara bakuria baskanda yakata. Yagada garagada proposal burgosuburgutu. Yagaragati burgosuburgutu. Yagaragati burgosuburgutu. Zagaragati burgosuburgutu. Yagaragati burgosuburgutu. Yere baba 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 kata tuku tuku tuku. Send that word to me, oh God. Send my word to me. Send my word to me. Yagaragata garabakaria. Zubaga de gerebokuria. Erimakata kata 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 kata. Yakarabaka saproko shebrokosu. Yegete. We pray in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Spirit of the Living God. Kurabaka shekete. Kutuku kata kata kata. Magadegerege degerege degedegede. Kutukutu kata 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 kata. Number 6 is number of man. Whatever that is lacking in your life, as a result of this number 6, the number of man, may you be completed. Yagadegedegede. May you be completed. May you be completed. May you be completed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. Karabaka shakata kata, kutubaka takara kata broko shimbra kata, maganda broko zubrukudu brukudu. Thank you, Lord. I bring you thanks. I bring you thanks. Thank you, Lord. I bring you thanks. 4, verse 4. Choir, thank you. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Ribaka shakatarabakuria. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Joshua 1, verse 8. Joshua 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it. Meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Praise the Lord. You know, we have been discussing about how you can handle spiritual realities, how you can move from dream or revelation to manifestation, how you can move from the prophecies that you receive to answers. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about how to build our spiritual man. You remember? How to build our spiritual man. This is just number one out of many others we are dealing with. And this one is almost the Isi Sepunti. Praise the Lord. So we are handling how to build spiritual man. There are some examples that God gave me. I've given you some part of it. That is possible that somebody, can we read it? Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. A heir, even though that heir is the owner of the father's estate or property, but if that heir is not matured, that heir is not different from a slave. Because you cannot give what belongs to that heir to the heir. Why? The heir cannot handle it. Praise the Lord. In Galatians 4, verse 1 and 2. Now I say that the heir is somebody that is a father or somebody that is capable of inheriting your will or your property. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, so a heir can be a child and not that child. Being a child does not mean you are just small in age. It may be small in maturity. You may be 50, but you are behaving like a child of 10 years. You are a child. Even though you are 50 years, you may even be 40. You may be 60. But your character is the character of a child of like 10 years. You are a child. Praise the Lord. As long as he's a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all, though you are the owner of the whole estate. But because you're a child, you are not different from a slave. Even though you are the master of all, everything belongs to you, but you cannot do anything. Praise the Lord. But is under guidance and stewards until the time appointed by the father. So the father will place that heir under a guide so that they will teach the heir how to inherit the father's property, how to behave. Praise the Lord. Do you know that there are some CEOs that we have to undergo training to manage the father's property? Is it true? It's yes. Assuming your father is the owner of CEO of a big company. But your father was telling you to go to school. You refused to go to school. At primary six, Ishige Rugo Nikege Makanibu Dread. You can't read, you can't write. You can't do anything. Will that father hand over his property to you? It's disaster. You are a child, but you are an imbecile. You are a child, but you are suffering from autism. Have you not seen all those people that have big, big money? There's one that know my husband because they have almost all the properties in Enugu. More than three was their home by virtue of their father in those eastern states. The father was one time, I don't want to call the name. Do you know what they do? They wake up and sell the property. They don't know how to manage it. They keep on selling. One keep on selling until say even the father's Obi in their village in Anambra. Ojere Obi Papia. The villagers gather. See what I create. Is sure to go again. Obi Mpa. Oh, Reche go and get in a township. Is there anything wrong? Something is wrong. It's not because of age. But he was not matured enough to manage the father's property. They call it redistribution of wealth. And that is why all those people that took time to train themselves, they will try to get more. They will still buy it. And if you don't train your own children, one day they will still sell it. Ahem. Ahem. Number one. What did you learn from your father? Number two, what are you teaching your children? A hair does not differ from a slave if he refuses to grow. What did you learn from your father? And what are you teaching your children? Are you just producing them? Production machine. I have 10 children. If you see, your quiver is heavy, but can you guarantee your tomorrow if they look for you and you are not around? It's not my message. I don't want to digress. Praise the Lord. So, we are talking about building. This thing I'm saying is also in the realm of the spirit. There are some things God cannot confidently and boldly hand over to you because you have refused to grow. You keep on praying, oh God, where are you? Oh God, he's in heaven. Did you change his base? Chotaria flat in a new heaven or duplex. He's still God. God is saying, my son, build yourself. My son, try and learn what they are teaching you. When you know what to do, you live where you are. When you know what to do, you start jumping up and down. Some people will even come and call you, let's go. No. Let me go and pray. You will know that this thing I'm asking God, God have answered. It's either no, it's not yet time. Or yes, I will answer. Wait. You will just know that God have attended to that prayer, but you don't have it in your hand yet. Praise the Lord. You move from Ijuez, in address everything. Where is the help of the Holy Spirit? The reason why he gave us Holy Spirit so that he will help us. Your helper is available, is around, but you can't access him because you have refused to grow. When last did you hear from the Holy Spirit? What did he tell you last? Some people don't even know how to have quiet time. They will come to even fellowship. They will become big man and big boy, big girl, big everything. They read their Bible last Thursday. Sit down and do follow up. Hey, I got for here. You got for here. If you are not seeing results, something is wrong. Where he got for? Humble yourself. Tell your neighbor, calm down. Touch another neighbor. Neighbor, did you hear what I'm saying? I say you should calm down. Calm down, calm down. When you have results, you don't hide it. It's not hidden. You don't hide it when you have it. When you have it, it shows. It shows. And until you have it, do what? Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Building a strong spirit. Your spirit, you must build it for it to accommodate what God wants to do in your life. Have you seen somebody you give, like here we are, there's somebody you will send 1 million into his or her account. You won't see that person fellowship for the next 2 months. And that person will only come to fellowship when what happened? When that money finished. Do you know what it means? You give that person what is too much to handle. But there is somebody you will transfer 10 million to. It will not. Oman, okay, can you chineke uria? But it's nothing. Oman shake here. We will be grateful to God, but it will not shake that person. And in fact, that 10 million may be in that account for the next 1 month. She's praying, he's praying, thinking, and asking God what to do with it. What is the difference between the two? Maturity. You think it doesn't happen in the realm of the spirit? Have you not seen some people? God is about to. God has not really done it. God is about to change your. Hey, Ngozi. I'm sorry for you. That blessing, let it hit. I will deal with you. It's an unwhere. I will deal with you. Samson, you. I'm just laughing. I'll just tell my orderly to lock you up for the next 2 weeks. The money is not yet around though. I can help you, but in a way hope. What does it show? A child. You don't deserve that money. The money. That is why you have to grow. That is why you have to mature. There are some secrets. Don't you know that by virtue of your office, there are some things you cannot say? Abawaga cannot, it will never come out of your mouth. Why is it that in Igbo culture, when a boy is growing, you will allow that boy to get to a certain age before he buy a mouth? Eh? Is it true? Why? Maturity. He buy a mouth, he exposed to in the village. I'm talking about village. Sorry, I was raised in the village. He's trying to tell you that this thing is hidden. It's not meant for everybody's hearing. So they will allow you to get to a certain stage before they tell you. It's also like that in the realm of the spirit. Do you know? Oh, each and a Holy Spirit will parrot. There are some secrets Holy Spirit will never share with you until you mature. You are praying for a man of God, and Holy Spirit exposes his weakness to you. As I was praying, you mentioned the name of you, a child. Holy Spirit will never say anything about even any man of God to you. You lose it and lose it for some time before you see it. Why am I talking like this? Grow. Grow. There are some kingdom things that you can never handle until you grow. What of offenses? I won't come to that fellowship. The way Chibuzo looked at me.
the way Sister Ngozi was doing, I won't come again. No? So, no, you a child. You looking at people's face. Why you came to serve God? God can chop that. You a child. That time, my brother's wife, or my mother-in-law, or your father-in-law died. I expected all of them to come. They just called me on phone. Oh, couldn't share me. I won't go again. Oh, mother, again, Abiana Fellowship. You are not matured. That is this what it means. You are not matured. If you are mature, you will know that offenses will come. I'm coming to it. I want you, as I'm talking, weigh yourself. Put yourself in a weighing balance. Where am I? Agucha go in primary. Kabago in secondary. Anom namahadu. Where am I in your scale, oh God? The Bible not say examine now yourself? You don't know how to examine yourself. Like as I'm talking now, examine yourself. Mommy does not give me attention. If I give you attention, I hope I can. The time I was giving all the people that are around me, I get heartbreak. So I give attention to God. When you come, we pray. After all, my duty is prayer. I want to run on now. But mommy shouldn't be God. If you make me God, God will take me away from you. You don't know? It's true. Don't make me God. Are you hearing me? While I was praying, I read a particular passage this morning. When Moses was covering his face, I thought he was covering his face because the glory of God was too much in Exodus 34. No. He was covering his face so that those people will not see him as God. And that called the glory that belongs to God to him. I wept. Because all my life, I have always believed the reason why he covered his face so that the children of Israel will know the glory was too much. But what of now that the veil is torn? Is the veil not torn? We now have access, all of us, to go. Meditation. We are in number what? Did you remember? Number one. You know, Holy Spirit do not allow us to preach. Okay, let me start afresh. Maybe we end up, we may not even finish it. It's up to 12. Definition of meditation. I told us that meditation is, through meditation, we become conscious of spiritual realities. There is what is called spiritual realities. There is what is called spiritual realities. Hearing the voice of God is spiritual reality. Having the joy of the Lord is spiritual reality. Having peace is spiritual reality. Answers to prayer is spiritual reality. Revelation of the word of God is spiritual reality. When you meditate, you become conscious of spiritual reality. I know where I stop. Betunu sim bidona number one. I mean. Number two. Meditation moves you from theoretical knowledge to experimental knowledge. When you meditate, it will no longer become theory. It will no longer become head knowledge. What happens? You experience it. You begin to experience what you know. It is possible that God can speak to you and you experience what he's saying. It's possible that God can say, hey, Sister Uche, Holy Spirit, again, during morning devotion, Pastor Nkechi will visit you today. He say, lie. Mommy, we're going to be Before you know it, before 12, what happened? Pastor Nkechi will land. Can you hear me? You saw it in the realm of the spirit. You are seeing the reality. Praise the Lord. Meditation will move you from theoretical to experimental. Meditation is beholding who we are in Christ, so we can act accordingly. Through meditation, you know who you are in Christ, so that you can now act accordingly. Through meditation, you have headache. You know that headache does not belong to the children of God. Because this headache is not for me. I will go to the scripture and find out where God handled headache. I will begin to meditate on it until the one that has been disturbing me will jack back to here. That is meditation. Praise the Lord. Meditation is, there's this one, I love it so much, it's not even rude. Thinking about something until it creates an image in your mind. Meditation is when you begin to think about something. You think about it until it now creates an image in your mind. Do you know that you can get angry until you meditate on something? Eh? The level of your meditation towards an attitude towards you will determine the level of your anger. Let me give you an example. Bravin, we were just talking. And I say, shut up! Stop talking like that. He said, hey, this is now my reaction. Bravin doesn't talk like this. So maybe he's upset. Maybe he's stressed. Maybe he have a bad day. I don't think this is not Bravin, I know. This thing is not him. Therefore, this shut up that he told me, I won't bother, it's not him. I'll trash it. Do you know trashing it and forgiving him come as a result of meditation? Then another way. Hey, Bravin. People can change you. Just yesterday that God bless him, everybody is now shutting up. It's only him that knows how to talk. Is it because he's carrying a car? Is it because he's wearing a suit? Is it? I know. Ask him. I know. It's because of this, my salary. They refuse to put money for me in my place of work. Is it not because of this 50,000 every month? That is why Oken and Gwere will now insult me. What are you doing? Meditation. Meditation. And as you are saying it, Bravin is evil. Ndi Anambra. Oh, kahashi eme. Hey, I wouldn't even expect less. This, and before you know, what is firing up? Anger. It's meditation. As you sit down and meditate and refuse to sleep. So in each throughout that night, Bravin. I wish they will sack him. I wish this will happen. I wish. All this thing comes as a result of meditation. When you finish doing this thing, you see him next Thursday. Will you greet him? What happened? An image was formed in your mind. And it was through meditation. I want to show you what meditation is. The meditation we are talking about is when you channel all those thoughts to the word of God. I know the thought is thinking about me. It's of good and not evil to bring to me a good future and a hope. It's different. That is meditation. What have you been meditating on? Family, I'm buying. Hey,
I entered this family and I've already finished my wedding when somebody in my husband's family told me that they find it difficult to give birth to children, that you have to pray and pray and pray. You did not say, even though they don't give birth, me is a jimao. In Abataya, that is how you'll be pondering on him. Oh God, is it fasting? Oh, let me fast. That fasting, God is not involved because you are not praying. You are just starving. You will starve until you can go. It's not working. Is it only me? Even my husband's senior brother did not give birth. Even my grand, Ijena address. Hey, sister, you even ask your husband, why it happened to my car? Let me ask. Wait, I want to find out where this thing is coming from. Meditation. All these things are what? Meditation. Do you know that it's meditation that will cause you? Hey, oh, there's some, I think there's a nerve here that is disturbing me. Especially me where doctor or nurse are around, or even lab scientists. Or science come. Touch this place. Hey, mommy, the nerve that used to be here is not always good. I said it. Google. AI. When a nerve in your neck is paining you, what does it mean? AI, I say cancer. AI, I say paralysis. I said it. Can't say what? You Google it. You won't rest though. Tomorrow. You have not read one verse from the scripture. Tomorrow, you will go back. And you will Google it until you start meditating. And whatever you continually look upon, you become. Check where you are. It's as a result of what you were thinking. They won't marry me. How would they marry me? I've looked around. That brother may not even like me. I don't know why my eyes is like I have 4 o'clock. Somehow, it's me that is seeing it. But people say it's not like this too. But that is the way I'm seeing it. I don't know. My book. Akwa book unu na monka. My book. My butt, my boo. Nkiru nankazu. I check when the nke haka nkege. Check when the nke haka. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. When my husband saw me and said that I was 16. Also kambwa. Ema ho. Ega anukwa abuenu. Also. Ea ho kuruchono. I ran. Also mbaro also. Babana class. Of that one, another day, he said, that time my cream is aki, you know, aki palm nut. After squeezing it with my mouth, I rub it. So I used to ask him, what did you see? In my professional mbeke, I'm telling in my equation, my problem, you don't say the truth. When you say the truth, you get anointing. And when you say the truth, the witches will not discuss you in the coven because you have exposed everything. Oga, what did you see? What did you see? Say, I didn't see. Obi mu no ni mu obi. Mama kwa mu obi enko. Why am I saying this? Meditate. You will meditate and make sure you belittle yourself. If it does not suffer from low self-esteem, when you see me talking, it's me that they are discussing. Is my clothes not good? Powder or not? What of my eyebrow? Busy body. Meditation. That is meditation. With this, will I feed it? Can this stomach carry a child? I don't think I will be able to carry a child. Since my childhood, this leg has been paining me. Will I use this leg and carry a child? Now you sabi. As a man thinketh in his heart, what have you been thinking? They don't cross 60. You are 50. Hey, Jesus, I have 10 years to live. But if I know long life is my portion. Go and read Ephesians 3:20. God hears what you think more than what you say, if you don't know. He hears what you are pondering on more than what you say. You come out to where people are, I know me, die. Ejego, akwa go be insakwa. Mani na akwa do death in your closet. Meditation. Meditation. You think about it until an image is formed in your mind. Which means if you bring something good and start thinking about, you will get it. One of my son in the Lord that is in UK, the mother brought that child to me when he was in JS3. I saw him, I lay my hand to pray for him. I say, you'll be a medical doctor. I prayed for him. Today, he's practicing medicine in UK. I saw one, he was planning to be an architect or something. I said, no, I saw you a lawyer. You will do very, very well in law. Go and read law. She went. She's practicing in America. What happened? I formed an image with God and put into her. And she pursued it and she became. What image have you pawned? Where you are today, whether you like it or not, is as a result of an image you formed yesterday. If you want tomorrow's image to change, start forming it today. We are coming to that. Meditation is beholding who we are in Christ so we can act accordingly. Who am I in Christ? Go and read it from the scripture. I am a dynamite waiting to explode. I am a light. I am meant to shine. And that light is on top of the hill, not under the table. I am not made for local. I am not a local champion. I have to shine where the whole world will see me. That is what Bible say I am. I am. He say, ye are Nkechitoni, the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the world. It means that whosoever comes across me must see something good. I taste good. In any area you encounter me, it must be seasoned with salt. I won't talk to people, they will go home and start crying. But I say that I'm in salt. Salt on the bitter. Even Paul say, let your ways be seasoned with salt. If you will talk to people and they don't go home and cry, something is wrong with your Christianity. Go and start crying for mercy. Whenever you talk to people, they will cry. Something is wrong. Praise the Lord. We behold to behave. What are we beholding? The word of God. We behold to behave. It's the word of God that helps our behavior. We are being transformed, Romans chapter 12, into his image. That transformation is what a caterpillar passes through to become a butterfly. It's called metamorphosis. You metamorphose, which means it's not a one-day job. It's a process. As you keep on beholding him,
Every day you behold. Every day behold. Before you know what is happening, you become like him. You become like him. That is a journey. The one that you have been beholding since, where are you? Is it impacting your life? Or you are not beholding well? Do you know? It is very, very good to become a Bible encyclopedia. Before somebody will talk, you will quote where it is in the Bible. But it's better to know few and have the character of Christ. Know that few that you can hold in your hands. There's nothing wrong in carrying the whole Bible, being a walking Bible. But it's better you have few that you have meditated on and you became. As a result of meditating on it. Make your realities your daily meditation. What do you want in life? Make your realities your daily meditation. Oh God, I want so and so time. I want so amount of money in my account. Let me say what everybody will like. I begin to declare it. I begin to meditate on it. In that meditation, do you know what meditation does? Meditation is like I'm reading the Bible. I kept on reading it. I'm reading that particular place. I kept on reading it. Do you know what will happen? One day, whatever that is in that scripture will jump into you. If it jumps into you, it jumps into you like light. And that light will handle any darkness that is associated with that particular Bible passage. Like healing scripture, you are meditating on it. You are brooding on it. Whatever that is in that particular Bible passage will open. And if it's open, light will zoom into you. How do you think that Jesus healed the sick? This thing I'm telling you is what happened. But there are some people that are sat down and brooded on it that it became part of them. And if it becomes part of you, that you should lay your hand on the sick. What is in your hand? Should I tell you what is in your hand? Light. Should I tell you what is in your hand? Revelation that you caught from the word that is inside you. You can now release it. And when you release it, what happens? You see answer. Make it your daily declaration. I shall not die. I will live. This is why I see some of Bible characters. I've seen few, but this is how I see them. I remember the day I saw Anna the prophetess. You know Anna in Luke chapter 1, the widow that prayed for many years. I saw her because I was reading. I've read like the book of Luke. I was reading it with audio. When I finished reading it with audio, I started reading it manually. I kept on reading it until the woman came. I was in my room. She came. And when she entered, I knew her. And she now gave me 3 plates and wooden spoon. 3. It's possible that God, especially when you are finding it difficult to interpret a particular passage, and you stay there in meditation, God can send Holy Spirit. You may even see the author of that is the Holy Spirit, but the person that wrote the book, God can give you privilege of seeing that person. I'm showing you what God showed me. The day I saw Ezekiel, I screamed. He was even
turning his back because he wasn't wearing clothes up. It was this prayer shower. What he was tying was like that prayer shower. And I saw written in his on his body, Ezekiel. That was how I know that he's the one. He said, wow. Brother Izzy. Angidiya. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Constant meditation on God's love and his goodness will have great positive impact on you, on the way you pray. Constant meditation on God's love and what? His goodness. We have positive impact on the way you pray. What does this tell you? Stop pondering on negativity. Brother, sister, you cannot be thinking of poverty and be rich. It's not possible. You cannot be pondering on doctor's reports and live in good health. What you ponder on pay time will determine what will flow out of your life. You cannot be thinking of scarcity and live in plenty. It's not possible. Do you know what causes spiritual dryness? When we refuse to meditate on God's goodness. Go and look at David. Even when the going is not smooth, he will ponder on his goodness. Even when he's crying for help, he will remind God first of his goodness. I was reading some, I wasn't even reading it. God who spoke to me in Igbo this morning. Post to query you know that in Igbo. Kenyanku. Kenyanku. Kedianku. I won't remind you what I say if you don't know it. Eh? So what did I say in my status? It's in my status. Psalm 34 verse 2. Jehovah kamburo bim geji ya isi. Eje home that side. Jehovah kamburo bim geji ya isi. What was happening to David? People disappointed him. I will make my boast. In what? In people. In money. In wealth. In friends. No. Jehovah kamburo bim geji. Yaisi. God was teaching me to trust him. To put my trust in him. When you ponder on God's goodness, it will have positive impact on your prayer life. Instead of pondering on negativity. You see all those politicians that only do politics with their mouth. You won't come near me. Nigeria is worst. Nigeria, see. Don't tell me that thing. Already we know that the system is bad. Why are you confessing it? And you don't want to see something good. It's worse when they call you from outside. I hope you are safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. My name is safety. I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And I am abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. My nation does not determine my safety. For he that keepeth in Kechitoni will neither sleep nor slumber. Is it not in your Bible? Nobody determines my safety. As God was leading them, he was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Is it not in your Bible? Hey, they say that the Fulani God's men, they have passed through Bola for. They are now in Soka. Ogo and Elida. They told us they had no
n'opi agụ ihe ndị agụ. Stop broadcasting evil. If you can pray more than you are talking, Nigeria can dey go mma. I don't want bad news. I don't like it. It affects me. I don't like it. When I kneel down, oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on our nation. Have mercy on our nation. Some people that you see that is still having some form of sanity. What are you gaining from it? Do you know that Wes? If I tell you what God have taught me about Wes, do you know that you can enter a room? The Wes people altered and left the room will be hanging in that room. You don't know how powerful words are. There is a time you will pray. I have entered the hotel room. I said I should change the room because of what I saw in the room. I changed. I have entered the hotel room and I noticed that a man of God was in that room and prayed fervently. I was still reading a book. I am in introduction. I went into vision straight. Until Chifo, I was enjoying God's presence in the morning. I asked them from the counter, who is that man of God that was? I said, how do you know? I said, because I am a child of God. I'm not a man of God. I'm a child of God. Words are powerful. If you know how powerful words are, you won't open your mouth. Let your words be seasoned with salt. Each and upon an egu. There are some people. You say you are a child of God. If you are a child of God, how did God create everything? He came down and opened a factory. How did he create? Who are you? Who are you? Are you a child of God? Is God your father? So how do you create? What have you been creating? Keep it to yourself. You're a child of God. Me, I am a God. Psalm 82, verse 5 and 6. John 10, 35. I am God, no way. Because all God, the morum. Zagarabakuria Baskanda. Before you see manifestation, there must be meditation. Anything you don't meditate on will not happen. Do you know that through meditation you can cancel the agenda of the enemy? Are you aware? If you don't believe that this sickness is unto death, do you think that you die? You won't die, you. It's in a spirit of death. Devil, you, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, brethren and sisters, all of you put together, you are not enough, devilish enough to tamper with my life. Do you think he will come close? Of liar red. Just you saw naked wire. What do you think will happen? Don't pay on energy. Say when a goat want to die, you will not go to lion's barbing saloon and they say, come and barb my hair. What do you think will happen? I am telling you. It's good that you came from a poor background. But that is not the reason why your back should be on the ground. You can't alter it. You can change it. As I see me so, whatsoever have not been done in in my lineage, not just in my father's, in my lineage, I will do it, and they exceed it. That is what I'm living for. You will hear it too. That is what I'm living for. I won't beg the devil to manifest the deposit that God have deposited in my, lavishly graced me with. I won't beg the devil. I have a lot of prophecy on my head. And I will not beg the devil to perform it. Somebody say never. 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 It won't happen. Under the influence of my voice this evening, whatsoever God have deposited in your life, I put that grace under pressure. You must manifest. You must manifest. You must manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. Through meditation, your mind comes into alignment with the realities and the possibilities of Christ in you. Your mind comes into alignment. While I was praying this morning, there's something God told me. There's a revelation I saw. I saw so many of them. And I was praying. And God said, for you to see the manifestation of this, clear a particular gate. You remember what I teach you? You remember that message on soul gates? Eh? Do you know that each soul gate have negativity that affects the spirit gate? There are some that can't even remember that we talked about gate. You better go and read it up. That's what will help you. Because last week, next week, we are going to look at how, when we pray, how does it happen that we see results? Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen some companies that when you buy product from them, they will give you a tracking ID? What do you use that tracking ID for? To know where your goods are, especially when you buy outside the country. Is it true? There are times I buy things, they will give me tracking ID. I will go to their website. I will type the number of that ID. Where my product is, they will mention it. They will tell me, your product is in the warehouse. We have just finished arranging it. It's in warehouse. They will tell me that your product will take off this night. They will tell me that your product landed in Lagos. They even tell me the name of the person that collected it from Lagos warehouse. They will tell me where it's going. They will tell me that they have giving it to maybe GUO or SpeedAF or any. What is the purpose? The purpose is that I order the product. And it will take like 10 to 14 working days before it gets to me. I should know where the product is. Don't you think that you can order? Order is praying. Do you know that it's possible through your prayers you can know where your answer is? Am I lost in you? I'm telling you. You can know where the answer to your prayer is. That the package, the angel God assigned to you has packaged your product and is hanging somewhere because the prince and power of the air is holding it. Your angel will report to you the tracking ID. You see that child you prayed for. God has released it to, but one power is holding it. He will tell you what to do. There are times you say, hey, they are holding this answer to prayer by covenant. Therefore, covenant, before any covenant is enacted, there is blood. There is sacrifice. This one is not disobedient. Because it's covenant, you are going to raise your own altar. You are going to do your own sacrifice to counter it. Ay, 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 ay. Zurabaka shakatarabakuria. Borokoshima katakarabakuria. Zamakata karabakuria baskanda yeketi. Ineme kamadunile tuagegu. Ineme o kamadunile tuagegu. Ineme meditation, your mind will align with divine possibilities in Christ that is in you. I'm seeing something like cotton hanging in the air. Rebo kotupa katara bakaria baskanda reke teke teke reke supa katakata. Every answer prayer that is still hanging. Riba kashere boku riba sigada. Baraka sakata kata kata. Rege dege 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 dege. Rebo bo 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 bo. Rakata karakata karakata. Yaga rata riba sakata. Ere boku riba sakata. Ika kaka 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 kaka. Ika kaka 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 kaka. Yaga kata karakata broko shabroko shabroko shabroko. Zagrega de progo sobrogo sobrogo to 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 Yere po kuria baskanda yakata rakashakata Shima katakarakatakarakata Morocco shakatakarakatakarakati Zuka takarakatakarakata Ika kakazuma katakarakata. In the mighty name of Jesus, we must finish this introduction today. Must. Meditating on your realities in Christ is how to demolish mental strongholds of falsehood, wrong belief, tradition, religion, bondages of any kind. You remember when we are talking about the gate of reasoning? You remember? Eh? The gate of reasoning is, for example, when God talks, you begin to reason it. When you reason it, that reasoning is mindset. That reasoning is stronghold that you build in your mind. This is not how I'm taught. Reasoning can lead you to block that gate of faith. It can block the gate of faith. What of unbelief? That is belief system. God is saying this, but you refuse to believe. This sickness is unto death, according to doctors. But God say, my daughter, don't bother. You will live, you will not die. You see how? And I go cancer. Go. Me radiotherapy, me chemotherapy, oku agu, and kahana I go in aya. Why? Stronghold. You've taken years to build in your heart. Then how do we do it? Somebody say word of God. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5. You pull it down. That's what we are going to do now. Reasoning is one of the hardest reasoning.
Somebody said that money is like a spirit, and some spirits are so stubborn they don't want to be cast out. So when money is a spirit, the only way you can cast it out is how? Keeping it. You do what? You cast it out by giving it. But all the so powerful, not that you can cast oil out, so you keep it.
Reasoning. What if? What if not? Reasoning. And it will now block that gate. In choosing your faith, unbelief could not allow you to exercise your faith. But prayer is the solution, because even the disciples, they say, Jesus, help our unbelief. Gates of imagination. When the imagination is filthy, when you have loaded nonsense in your brain, you find it very difficult to allow the Holy Spirit to work. Holy Spirit is not free in your life. He has been dead. You have been squeezing him. He will talk to you. You will not listen. Why?
A gate. A gate. A soul gate is open. And I have revealed.
How will this be? How will this be? Even if God comes down from heaven, how will this be?
Sister, believe. There's nothing God cannot do.
Meditation is putting God's word before you and believing it in total. God, you did not see me before writing this. This is your ever-abiding word. If you have said it, you will do it. I believe you. Stay there. Don't shift.
And when that gate of faith is open, even the devil cannot stop you. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Mighty in God. For pulling down stronghold.
Do you know what is stronghold? Stronghold is all those negativity that you took time to build in your mind.
It has formed a stronghold.
I thought of some stronghold. Is it true? Go to Poem Tanagram and listen to it again.
Stronghold. It has built a stronghold. And the stronghold is so powerful that when the word of God is going, if it has not been handled, it will just be like pouring water on a stone. Until you pull it down.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Do you know some arguments? Arguments are facts from doctor.
They are facts, but they are not true. Is there anything wrong with it? No. They are facts, but they are not the truth. The truth is a human being. Are you aware? The truth is a human being. And can that human being lie? You don't know the truth. Jesus said, I am the way. The what?
The truth.
He's a human. And the what? Life. It doesn't matter what it is. If he's above the word of God, do what? Cast it down.
It doesn't matter.
In this family, this doesn't happen. It's a lie. It's not what I read from the scripture. When you get there, change it. I am changing you. This must happen when you get to the. It's a lie. Whosoever will die in this family must die of high blood pressure and diabetes. You see, I'm not with me. I'm changing the course. That's why God came to this family to assemble me. It's a fact. putting it, but it's not the truth.
Have you seen the love fail? No, 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 no.
Have you ever seen God fail? His word is true. His word is potent. His word is a two-edged sword. His word can blast any rock. Rock of unbelief. Rock of doubt. Rock of nonsense listening. Rock of doctrines and the religion. If you don't expose yourself to the word of God, you may die in bondage. When you get to heaven, God will say, hey, Peter, I left all these things for you. He said, I don't know. He said, because you did not care to know it from the word. Every demonic, satanic Congo that is holding me from meditating on the word of God. The word say he causes every word to cease. Why are you still worrying? The word say, no, I am with you always. Why are you still struggling? Why are you lonely? The word is potent. The word is more than enough. God cannot give you anything more than his word that he has lavishly given to us. He gave it to us as a person. He gave it to us as a logo. Meditation is putting whatever you ponder on, you become. That is why 2 Corinthians 3:18. We close with it. We keep on beholding until what happened? We are changed. We become like him. The word of God is a mirror. You keep on looking. When you come and stand on your mirror, dressing mirror, you will see something on your forehead that is not birthmark. You remove it. You see something here. You remove it. You see that this one is becoming too much. You cut it. You trim it. That is what the world does as we behold him like in a mirror. You come every day to look. You see, hey, you have to be angry, but not down. As it's getting down. I saw a humorous, is it comedy? A woman said she and the husband agreed that nobody should go to bed angry. It's agreement, husband and wife. So, and they now have quarrel and they are now keeping malice. The woman said for 2 weeks nobody have slept because nobody wants to go to bed and they are quarreling. So the anger continued. And I said, sorry. They agreed that they have to settle every quarrel before they sleep. Because nobody, Diego was a mountain Kilimanjaro. Nobody wants to come down and apologize. Therefore, they are keeping malice. And for 2 weeks, they have not slept. Hey, but we all with unveiled face do what? Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's the Spirit that will help you to be transformed. The transformation you see here is the one in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Be ye transformed. Be ye not conformed. Don't conform with the pattern of the world, but do what? That transform is called in Greek metamorphosis. It's a process. As you are beholding him, you keep on being transformed. The strongholds are being shed away. The unbelief is being terminated. The doubt, the nonsense reasoning, the bondages that the devil kept you on, they will start breaking. Why? You are beholding him. You are pondering on his goodness. You are pondering on his wonder. You are pondering on what he can do. You are pondering that he can change your story. It doesn't matter how far the devil may have gone. One day is more than enough for God to reverse everything. That is what it means to behold. You are beholding his goodness. I know that God loves me. I know that he cares for me. I know that he is more than able. I know that he can move this mountain for my sake. I know that he can break the walls. What can he not do? When you are meditating on his goodness, all those things are breaking. They are breaking. The chains are breaking. I know that God can give me a befitting job. I know that God can settle me maritally. I know that this my womb can carry triplets, quadruplets, quintuplets. I know that I can make news under God. I know that I can stand here to share a testimony that people will cry. That is what the word of God does. What have you been pondering on? It's time to reverse it. It's time to break that stronghold. Next week, we will now start from when we pray, what happens? Praying is seeing. How do you hear when you pray? Habakkuk said, I will stand at my watch and I will see what the Lord said. I thought he will hear. He will now see. As God is talking, he's seeing. How do you do it? Then, when you finish praying, how do you handle the reality? How do you bring it from the realm of the spirit into manifestation? That's what we will do next week. By the time we finish, as you are running home this evening, you say, devil, wait, so don't go. In fact, I begged you enough. Don't go, please wait. And the devil will be running. You are begging the devil. The devil is running. What happened? You have jam power. He can't withstand the hotness of the fire exhuming from your life. Let us pray. Karabaka shakata karakata. Karabaka. You move mountains. You cause war to fall with your power. Hey, you perform miracles.
There is nothing that's impossible. I'm standing here only because you move mountains. Hey, you cause war to fall.
People that came out last week, if not all of them, many of them came. I was impressed. I was happy. If you know that you came out or you have not done your foundation class, please, it's not to belittle you. It's very, very important. It will help you to take off as we are taking off, because we are about taking off. If you know that this message touched you, and you know you don't have a relationship with Christ, and you want to start it this evening, I would like to pray with you. Please, can you kindly come out? Please come out. We give you opportunity.
Made a way.
Praise the Lord. Come out. God bless you. Ribaka shakatakataka.
You move mountain. You cause war to fall.
Experience all these things that we are talking about if you don't have a relationship with God. It's very, very important. I'm going to raise a prayer topic. That prayer is, will savor that I form a stronghold in my life. Do you know what stronghold is? Hey, the devil will form a stronghold in your life. I don't think I'll be healed. I don't think it will happen. The devil has convinced you. And that conviction, beyond doubt, is called stronghold. You are going to pray now. Every stronghold, you know that the devil can say, although it's impossible, after all, hey, Jiga Gafego, who told you? Somebody shared a testimony with me. A man that retired at 60. The money he's making is more than what the government was paying him. So when I say, oh, we retire, oh, see, yes, mommy, I'm going to retire. But he's old. His mindset. Some people will retire and go and die. I retired, but I'm not yet old. The money he's making is more than what the government was paying him because he refused to hold. His mindset, his belief system, his stronghold. So you are going to tear down all those things secretly. The devil will tell you that it will never happen. Look the devil eyeball to eyeball this evening and tell the devil it will happen. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatever you are looking for is going to drop on their hands. Ayakarabaka sokotokoto. Hey, what am I seeing? I'm seeing clean bill of health. Yere papa. Let it drop in the mighty name of Jesus. God, there are some people having pictures. I am seeing some pictures. In that picture, God is attending to that picture. Whatever that is wrong. Insanity. I command that mind be restored.
Amen.
I hear fund. Fund. That is money. Fund. I don't know what it is. The God is releasing a huge fund. I hear fund. That is what I hear. Fund. Father, in the mighty name, raise your hand. Not favored because you labored for your salary. Somebody can give you more than your salary as a favor. I pray for you. Woo! Under this atmosphere, I saw open heaven. The heaven is open. Some people, it will come like favor. It may not be monetary, but what money cannot buy? God will give you what money cannot buy.
Amen.
Raise your hand. Father, in that, because I'm seeing some as paper. I'm seeing some as phone. Phone is connection. I'm seeing some as computer. I see some system is connection. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, may they receive what money cannot buy. Receive what money cannot buy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my God. Shakatakata. Hey. Marakatakatakata. If you have anybody in the hospital, I decree intervention. Receive angelic intervention.
Amen.
Your husband is outside the country, but it's like everything dried up because there was like something like occultic manipulation. Oh my God. Oh my God. Outside the country, everything just dried up. I decree divine intervention.
Amen.
Divine intervention.
Amen.
Divine intervention.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I saw something like physics. Human physics. So, woman's physics. Beside the shop. It's just by the shop. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever that thing represents, we contaminate it with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We weaken the effect with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We weaken the effect with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Is there anybody that is a welder here? You a welder? Is there any welder here? Welder. Is there anybody that does iron job? Eh? Here, iron job. Karabakatakata. Is there anybody that does iron job? I see somebody, a welder, falling from very, very high
building.
It's not even building. All those things they build that they put tank.
A welder.
Eh? Okay. That's what I saw.
That's what I saw. Your husband built something on a road. They can. Okay. Give her a phone. You say what?
What you just said now happened to my brother.
It happened to him?
Yes, he said he fell from that place, his working place, yesterday, and hit his heart on that one iron.
It wanted to happen. What I saw is that the person fell and died instantly if we don't pray. I just saw it as I'm praying. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You refuse to redeem. We cancel that.
Amen.
We cancel that.
Amen.
We cancel that.
Amen.
We cancel that.
Amen.
It will not stand.
Amen.
It will not even come to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's a program. Maragazagatagatagatagata. You are talking coherently. You are having convulsion. Is it convulsion? Is it epilepsy? At times it will happen to you and it will affect your speech. I saw somebody lying down and I saw angel of God, meaning don't come out. You will only come out to testify. I saw angel of God ministering to that person.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May my God perfect all that concerns you.
Amen.
Oh my God. Is it a chamber? I saw somebody in an office. For some time, that office, nothing is happening. And it's like a chamber. I am saying it the way I see it. For some time, nothing is happening. And it's like a chamber. For some time, nothing is happening in that office. And it's like a chamber. Rabakata. Because I'm seeing where an angel of God is dusting some files.
Amen.
He said, your story has changed.
Amen.
Your story has changed.
Amen.
Your story has changed.
Amen.
What God is doing it. You want it to manifest and keep on manifesting. When it happens, appreciate God. God bless you. Go back to your seat. And help us handle this brother, especially. Can we give our offering? Ribaka shakata katakata. On Thursday, don't come alone. Don't come alone. Praise the Lord. What is next tomorrow? Praise the Lord. Some pre-way say that Nkabo, Nkai. I don't need to ask angel to write anything. Our own is our own. If not for any other thing, come and see how Pastor Nkechi will do wedding. Hey, I laugh. Praise the Lord. Florence is opening the door and two other people have asked me, please, oh, it's you that will wed us. Praise the Lord. It's happening next tomorrow. Our time is 10 a.m. Both wedding and reception is in our house. Here. So, every department intact. Intact. Don't miss it for anything. Come and cheer our brethren up. Rice and stew is very plenty. Sister Farmer and Co. will cook delicious for us. If you like, you purge your stomach. Anointed rice. Don't miss it. It will be shedere. Praise the Lord. This is Puem's wedding. The first of his kind. The first of his kind. Don't miss it. God bless you. Can we raise up our offering? Were you blessed? I appreciate God. Appreciate God. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We give you all the praise. Thank
Thank you for these revelations. Thank you for these encounters. And we'll never remain the same after this. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare your prophetic helpers, your destiny helpers, they lose their sleep, peace and rest until they release what belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the grace in fellowship. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us now forevermore. Amen. On Thursday, if you have started follow up, please don't miss Thursday. And if you've not started, start on Thursday. God bless you.